Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned in to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I have to tell you that we had an incredible first hour, and if you missed any part of it, I truly hope that you will go back and watch the podcast, watch the video. Don Jans and I spoke about medical tyranny, communism, Marxism, what they're doing, how they're trying to take over our country today, and very, very insightful. We also played a video. If you haven't seen any of the Thomas Renz and Lee Dundas, as they testify before Senator Ron Johnson and his committee, you really need to watch this, because the medical tyranny and the numbers, 300% increase in cancer, 300% increase in miscarriages, 1,000% increase in neurological damage to military members in the last year since they started mandating injections, compared to the previous five-year average. That's scary to think about. And some of the numbers that Lee came up with, they actually know, because the military is keeping statistics relative to this for the CDC. They turned these over to them, and they changed one of the numbers. They know that 20 million Americans have been negatively impacted by the injection, according to sworn affidavit testimony and statistics and documents. And Ron Johnson showed the kinds of documents that he gets. They are literally pages that are completely blacked out. Well, Thomas Renz and Lee Dundas in their FOIA received the information. It's not blacked out. And it's not blacked out actually not because of the FOIA, but because of the whistleblowers who have the documentation, who have come forward, who have sworn affidavits from the DOD. 202-224-3121 is the switchboard phone number at the Capitol. 202 202- 224-3121. If you're sitting and you're saying to yourself, well, Pastor, what can I do? Call the Capitol Switchboard and ask to speak to your congressional member. Ask to speak to your senators. Demand that they investigate the Secretary of Defense and the DOD and respond to the DOD whistleblowers who've come forward with documentation showing the injuries that are being that are occurring to our military members. Our military members put their lives on the line. They swear an oath. I swore it. We defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We swear and sign on the dotted line that we will die, shed our blood to save this nation and defend it against enemies. And now the enemy is within. The enemy is poking and jabbing our military members, and they are suffering irreparable damages. And the only people that can stop this is you and me. We, the people of the United States of America, we're the only ones that can stop this. If you're a Christian, if you're a minister, you have a moral obligation, a moral responsibility to stand in the gap for these military members. And you can do that by making a phone call today. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Be nice, be kind, but be firm. Ask to speak to your congressional member, and then call back and talk to each one of your senators and leave a message for Pocum Joe in the White House and tell him, hey, Pocum China Joe, we are tired of you poking our military. You want to disarm a country? You want to take over a nation? Look at what Israel did. Think about this for a minute. In the Bible, there is a story about how the Israelites had an enemy, and they convinced that enemy to circumcise themselves. And on the day that they circumcised themselves, they then went in and they killed every one of the military age men. Because why? Because they couldn't fight back. Look what's happening to our country. Our young men and our young women who signed up with trust in the system, trust and their superior officers. Is that what they're taught in basic training? And they have been lied to and deceived. There's another lie and another deception that is falling upon America, and it continues to persist. I talk about it a lot on this program, and I have an expert to help me and to guide us in understanding one of the main enemies of our country that has come into this nation and has established actual physical locations within our continent. They have invaded us, and they are plotting our destruction and taking over communities. I want to welcome Al Rasuli. I can't put his picture up because of the death threats that he has received. But I welcome him. Al Rasuli, welcome. It's so good to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brother, here's the thing, I'm gonna go ahead and say this because it's the truth. There is an unrestricted warfare being waged against us by the Chinese Communist Party. There is unrestricted warfare being waged against us by Islam. And there is unrestricted warfare being waged against us by Marxists, communists, and global elitists within our own nation. And yet we...
No doubt. You're 100% right.
And I just had Doug Giles on with his new book, Psalms of War, Prayers That Literally Kick Butt. And, you know, these are prayers that we should be praying over our country. But here's my point to this is, is that if I say here now that we on the right, we that Christians are in a war, oh my gosh, that's it. That Pastor Greg's done. They're all done. We gotta investigate him. We gotta throw him into one of the American gulags because Pastor Greg has said that Christians are at war. And yet Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world today. Anything you'd like to add to that, my good friend?
No, I've always repeatedly said that in the 21st century, the most persecuted people are the Christians, and nobody is listening. By the way, Christianity is not at war with Islam. It's the other way around. Islam has been at war with Christianity for 1400 years and continuing.
Yep.
Big difference in this.
Yep.
I know it sounds like semantics, but it isn't. Christianity is not at war with Islam. Islam has been at war with Christianity for 1,400 years and continuing. And your worst enemies are within America. And they are the Muslims in America, the Sharia-compliant Muslims in America, like CAIR. C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, or ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. These entities are disloyal to the United States of America because they're Sharia compliant, which means they follow Muhammad's Quran and Muhammad's traditions. And Sharia is the nemesis of the American Constitution. In fact, Sharia is a nemesis of every decent thing that a human being would aspire for. It's that simple, it's not complicated. And if somebody called you a racist, tell them yes. We are proud to be racist in defense of our people. Because the most intolerant, the most hate-mongering, war-mongering, misogynist, racist, duplicitous, treasonous group of people are Muslims. And this is not racism. This is not Islamophobia. This is fact. And if you can find an imam or anybody from CAIR to debate me this subject, I'll be more than happy to oblige. Find one. You will never be able to do so.
Talk to me about...
Don't take my word for it.
Yeah, talk to me about a couple of the verses that you use. I know that you can, and you've got about 3 minutes, so... Give me the 3 minute speech about how, you know, what true Sharia compliant Islam is about according to their own writings.
Okay. Let's start with jihad. I'm going to quote in name and verse, and anybody listening can Google it instantly. Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 216. It says, jihad. Holy fighting in Allah's cause is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows what you do not know. So jihad, which is physical warfare in the cause of Allah, in Arabic, qital fi sabilillah, is mandated upon every single Muslim on the planet. Mandated. It's not negotiable. So, any Sharia-compliant Muslim, when I say by Sharia-compliant Muslim, means a fundamentalist Muslim. Means a Muslim who follows the Quran and the Sunnah 100%. Is that understood to start with?
I believe so.
Okay. Now I'm going to quote from Hadith, which are the traditions. Sahih Muslim Hadith 4631. It says, I heard Muhammad say, I love that I should be killed in Allah's cause, jihad, then I should be brought back to life and be killed again in jihad. And he repeated this 3 times. Sahih al-Bukhari 4.50, narrated by Anas bin Malik. The Prophet said, a single endeavor of fighting in Allah's cause, qital fi sabilillah, jihad, is better than the world and whatever is in it. Nothing is ambiguous in the Arabic language or the English translation of the Quran. Absolutely nothing. Sahih al-Bukhari 4.73, narrated by Abdullah bin Abi Awfa. Allah's Apostle said, know, which is K-N-O-U, know, that means knowledge, that paradise is under the shades of swords. Ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely not a single verse of love in the whole of the Quran. In over 6,230 verses in the Quran, nothing of love between man and man and man and God doesn't appear.
Another one. Hang on just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, I'm going to continue to show you. You need to see, those of you that are watching us, by the way, you can watch us on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com, the number one urban conservative network on the net. And I thank those of you that watch us on TECNTV.com. You've made me the number one program on the network 2 of the first 3 weeks. And we have a friendly competition. But we greatly appreciate all of you that are watching and your support. Those of you that are messaging us, by the way, also, I'm getting your messages and trying to respond to your messages as well. And I just want you all to know how much I appreciate hearing from you. I've got some pastors that have reached out to me. Greatly appreciate those folks and others that are reaching out to us a lot in the Toledo, Ohio area. If you're listening in Utah, but use the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and just use contact, and I will get your message and be happy to respond to you at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And don't forget, you can make a donation today. If you make a donation, we'll be happy to send you one of these incredibly wonderful and beautiful Chosen Generation Radio mugs. You'll get a mug. Make a donation and get a mug. And we'll make contact with you, and we greatly would appreciate that. You support our radio ministry, and you also support our ministry in India. All right, folks, so here's another one of those pictures. Al-Rasuli, I'm showing them a picture of a pastor who had acid thrown on his face by a Muslim. These are the kinds of things that they're doing, and no one's talking about it. No one wants to address these issues. You were beginning to share with us these kinds of horrific things that are happening. Here's another picture, folks. This is a man. This is a real live person, a Christian, and he has been murdered and then tied to a wooden structure that's almost like a cross. It's a wooden structure, and he's been tied up there, and then they have put Islamic writings on him that speak to the things that you're going to talk about right now, Al-Rasuli. Go right ahead, please.
Very important, Americans understand something. The items that I'm quoting are in the Quran. They are not written by Christians or Jews or Zionists. These are Islamic documents. And when a Muslim speaks about being Islamophobic or racist, you have to turn around and tell them, you pathological liar. Islamic supremacy is in the Quran. Now I'm going to quote to you the verses. Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 51. O ye who believe, Muslims, take not the Jews and the Christians for your friends and protectors. They are but friends and protectors to each other. And he amongst you that turns to them for friendship is of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the implication of the last sentence is of immense importance. And I repeat it. And he amongst you that turns to them for friendship is of them means, if a Muslim becomes friends with Christians and Jews, or even with Hindus and Buddhists, he becomes a traitor to Islam. And as a traitor to Islam, he becomes an enemy of Islam. This is Islamic supremacy of the first order. Another one. Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 28. Let not the believers, Muslims, take for friends or helpers unbelievers, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, or Hindus. Again, it's in the Quran. This is not propaganda. Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 85. If anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him. If this is not racism of the first order, if this is not supremacy of the first order, what is? How dare Muslims accuse others of being racist when they are the most obnoxious racists on the planet? Based on their own scripture. This is not propaganda. This is their scripture.
And this is...
chapter 8, verse 35. It says, Verily, the vilest creatures in the sight of Allah are those who are bent on denying the truth, which is Islam. Means every creature on the planet is a vile animal. Most important of all, At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 29. Fight, qatilu, those who believe not in Allah nor in the last day, nor hold that forbidden which has been forbidden by Allah and His Apostle Muhammad, nor acknowledge the religion of truth, Islam, even if they are of the people of the book, Christians and Jews, until they pay the jizya, which is an onerous penalty for not being Muslim, and they have to pay with willing submission and feel themselves humiliated. This is racism. This is unbelievable degree of hatred. And it is always the Muslims who pretend that they are the victims. Never in 1,400 years of Islam has Islam been a victim. Never. They have always been the victimizer. And again, I challenge any human being listening, whether Muslim or an apologist to Islam, to come on this show and debate me.
And
the possibility of such a process coming up is almost zero.
And reach us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, when I came in that prison, we had to live with 700 prisoners in a room that was built for 200.
Even inside that concentration camp, Corrie ten Boom describes how she saw God's incredible faithfulness on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
It was terrible dirty, and very soon our clothing were full of lice. Those lies have caused many sicknesses, but in some way they have helped us. For the guards would never come into our room. They were afraid to get lice from us. That was good. The Bible was a forbidden book, but twice a day we had a Bible message in Barrack 28, and God had used for that angels and lice. God can use everything.
More from Corrie at familyminute.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident
where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in for such a treat, such a treat. I'm just always so excited to have my next guest on the program. He has been praying for my healing and my health since the accident. Has called my family. As a matter of fact, my wife and my kids used to just absolutely look forward to hearing from him. And I'm so thrilled to call him my friend. I want to welcome to the program Rafael Cruz. Rafael, welcome. It's so good to have you.
Pastor Greg, it's so great to be with you.
Well, I'm excited because we are going to be back together on a monthly basis with you, and you're going to be joining me for a segment called Calling All Pastors to Lead from the Front. And I had Doug Giles on earlier this morning in our first hour. He's got a number one best-selling book out. It's one of the number one meditation books in the world, actually. It's called Psalms of War, Prayers That Literally Kick Butt. And it's the David prayers, right? It was the prayers of David when the enemies of Israel would try to take down Israel, David would go and pray powerful prayers that he wrote in the Psalms against the enemies trying. Rafael, I don't think there's any question but that there are enemies of this nation within this country that are trying to take down America and undo its Christian heritage and put us in bondage.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, as you were talking about the prayers of for war and so forth, you know, in my last trip to Israel, I went to Caesarea Philippi. And Caesarea Philippi was the most idolatrous city in the time of Jesus. It was a Hellenistic city where they sacrificed babies to the devil. They threw them down a deep pit that was called the Gates of Hell. This is where Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter made that glorious declaration, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock," not Peter, but the declaration of Peter, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You know, Pastor Greg, if you ask 100 pastors, what does that word church, that word ecclesia mean? Probably all of them will say, well, it means the called out one. And that's not incorrect, but that was not the primary meaning of that word 2,000 years ago when Jesus referred to the church. That word ecclesia in that Hellenistic society meant the rulers, the movers and the shakers, the men who sat at the gate, the decision makers, the leaders. And that's what God is calling the church to be. And if you understand that, you understand that when Jesus said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, that that is not a defensive position. That is an offensive position. We storm the gates of hell.
Amen.
We kick down the gates of hell.
Yep.
And the church has failed. The church is leading from behind. The church, unfortunately, a great many pastors are so afraid of not being politically correct that they're hiding behind the pulpit, tickling men's and women's ears while the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And our neighborhood is going to hell in a handbasket. And let me tell you, Jesus said, to whom much is given, much is required. We have a responsibility. And we go in the power of God. You know, again, another, when you look at the Matthew 28, 18 and 19, the Great Commission, it begins by Jesus saying, all power or all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. What are the next three words? Go ye therefore. So in other words, Jesus is saying, because all power and authority has been given unto me, unto Jesus, therefore you go. That, Pastor Greg, is a delegation of authority for us to move forward in the power and authority of the name of Jesus. And we need to do that. We need to move forward and storm the gates of hell.
You know, it's interesting, in Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Folks, understand, there was, you know, there wasn't a mythology of a war. That wasn't a mythology. There was a war in heaven, and there has been a war here on earth. That's why when Jesus began his ministry, he pronunciated the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's why he went out and did battle for 40 days and 40 nights with Satan before he did anything else.
Absolutely. And you know something, if you look at Luke chapter 19, the parable of the pound, what did the master say to his servants when the master went away? Occupy till I come.
Come on.
We are to be about our Father's business until Jesus comes back.
Amen. Amen. And it begins, look, America started with 56 ministers signing a Declaration of Independence, and many of those same ministers signing the Constitution of the United States of America, putting their life and their liberty and all of their possessions and everything on the line.
Absolutely. And you know something? We can go before that. When the pilgrims arrived at Plymouth, Massachusetts, before they got off the boat, they penned a document called the Mayflower Compact, and it begins by stating their purpose for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. That
Amen.
Was the stated purpose of America.
Amen.
And actually, the American Revolution was triggered by the First Great Awakening, by men like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield and many other pastors that were at the forefront. That was the spark that ignited the American Revolution. And even if you look at the Declaration of Independence, I count 26 grievances against King George. What most pastors don't know is that each and every one of those 26 grievances were preached from the churches of America for 10 years. It was pastors calling out King George for the atrocities that the British were perpetrating against the American people. And the question that begs an answer is, where are those pastors today? Praise God for those that are standing in the gap, not just in prayer, but also in action. But unfortunately, they're a small minority. And God is calling the body of Christ to become again the ecclesia, the leaders, not the followers. Let me tell you, because Jesus said it very clearly, if a pastor does not lead, the sheep are scattered like sheep without a shepherd.
Yep. Absolutely. And remember the challenge. You know, I talk about this, Raphael, the challenge that those ministers gave to their congregants and to those who made that decision and followed them was, whom shall you serve? Shall you serve King George and all of the unjust things that he's doing, which was the list that was a part of the Declaration of Independence? Or who had pronunciated himself to be a god, or will you serve King Jesus?
That's right. That's right. You know, Deuteronomy 30:19. It is such a relevant scripture for today. God is speaking through Moses, and he said, "See, I set before you today life and death, the blessing and the curse." That is the choice today.
Yep.
And then he says, so choose life. I mean, it ought to be a no-brainer. But then he says, so choose life that you and your descendants may live.
Amen.
Let me tell you, the really radical thing that he's saying is this battle is not even about us. It's
right.
About the future of our children and our children's children. America is at a crossroads.
Yep.
And Pastor Greg, this is the sovereign truth. If we lose this battle that is right before us, our children and our grandchildren will not have a future. This is how critical this is.
Yeah.
We are seeing the forces of evil moving at a precipitous velocity to take over America. Marxism is just lurking over America, trying to strangle all the liberties for which those pastors and all those patriots put their lives on the line. So that
yes.
You and I and more our children and our children's children could have a future. And I'll tell you what, I don't think we have a choice. We need
no.
to say like the prophet Isaiah, "Hear my Lord, hear
yep.
my Lord." So I'll tell you, I can never forget the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer in Nazi Germany.
Hold that thought.
Silence,
hold that thought.
Silence.
We got to go to a break. Hold that thought, Raphael. We got to go to a break. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, when we get back, remember, folks, God is calling you and me for
now
today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@PastorGregYoung.com. That's pg@PastorGregYoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. It is Friday, so I just want to wish you a very good weekend. We'll be we're in our last segment, and of course, Rafael Cruz is our special guest that is with us, and we're talking about the getting engaged. For a number of years, Rafael, I have talked about that. This idea, and you mentioned it, and Doug talked about it earlier in the program, but the idea that, well, you know, look, it's supposed to get really bad, and so we're just going to kind of wait, and hopefully it gets bad enough that God comes back and fixes everything, almost in a way disassociative mindset of the church, that, well, we're just going to let the world all, go to hell in a handbasket, and we're going to hunker down in our four little walls, and then God's going to fix all this. But from what you've shared, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
he reestablished that all of this belongs to him. And it sounds to me then like if we're doing that, that we're kind of like the nine that were waiting for the bridegroom that, you know, that didn't have their oil and weren't prepared when he walked by.
Well, okay, you know, passivity, I don't see it in Christianity. People have warped the gospel to think, well, we'll just sit at home waiting for Jesus to come back and, you know, we're going to be snatch out and we don't have a responsibility. Listen, let me go back to the last thought before the break, what Bonhoeffer said. He said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And then his next statement was this, God will not hold us guiltless. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. We have a responsibility. And you know, we have a stewardship responsibility over this country. We are so blessed to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. A country that, as I said before, was set apart for the propagation of the gospel. And we have a stewardship responsibility to preserve the liberty. You know, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and do not entangle yourself again with a yoke of bondage. Unfortunately, many Christians and even many pastors are self-putting themselves in bondage because of not rocking the boat. Just go along to get along. Wokeism has invaded the church, and even all these ungodly doctrines are being permitted in the church on the fear of not offending somebody else. Well, I'll tell you what, that was not Jesus. Jesus confronted the political establishment. Yeah. Jesus confronted all the corruption in the priesthood, in the Sanhedrin. I'll tell you, Jesus was not a quiet, passive guy. He was up front. And we need to be too. We need to occupy till he comes.
Jesus was not, you know, everybody knows, I mean, yes, Jesus Christ laid down his life and died for our sins and defeated sin and death, by the way, which is a here and now, not a, oh, well, we got to wait for it to happen. No, Jesus said it is finished. But Raphael, in addition to that, he wasn't crucified because Pilate and the Romans or the Jews understood somehow that he was going to be the one that was sacrificed for the sins of the world. He was crucified because he threatened their authority. He threatened their power structure. That's why he was crucified. And you don't get to that place if you're just passive and quiet and you know, and passing out daisies.
That's right. And I'll tell you, when we see all the ungodliness coming out of Washington, D.C., we as the church cannot remain silent.
No.
As a matter of fact, pastors need to do some research. There are two bills that have passed the House. They're sitting in the Senate, and if we lose the filibuster, they will pass in the Senate. One of them is called H.R. 5.
Yeah.
H.R. 5, if it passes, they will destroy the church as we know it.
Yep.
If H.R. 5 passes, and a homosexual or a transgender or even a Satan worshiper comes to your church demanding a job and you deny him a job, you will be put in prison. If you stand in the pulpit and say homosexuality is a sin, you will be put in prison. That is H.R. 5. And that's already happening in Canada. In Canada, it is, let me tell you, in Canada, if you try to convert a transgender or a homosexual and show them the sinful ways, that is punishable with 5 years in prison. And in Canada, if you say homosexuality is a sin, you're put in prison. that is coming to America if we don't wake up. And I'll tell you what, the pastor, again, I'll repeat what I said earlier, to whom much is given, much is required. Pastors bear greater responsibility. We must cease to hide behind the pulpit. You know,
well, let me just add this as well, and this probably going to sound a little controversial, but that's okay. I don't mind. Here's the thing, Raphael. You know, I am absolutely against abortion, and I believe in life from conception, and I'm glad the Supreme Court is getting ready to hear some cases that may change Roe v. Wade and may, you know, for finally protect those unborn. But here's something to think about. They don't perform abortions at the front of the church, Raphael, but they do perform sodomy. Sodomy is endorsed at the altar at the front of the church. Think about that. That's
well, again, it is this wokeism and the fear of pastors of disagreeing with a so-called culture, which is a misnomer to call what's happening in America culture. It is a perversion of God's morality and God's principles. But I'll tell you what, we are going to have to one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And you know, the Bible says we will have to render an account for every idle word we give. I believe the opposite is also true. We're going to have to render an account of all the words we should have said, but we were too chicken to say. And I'll tell you again, pastor has the leadership responsibility to lead the flock. And those who say, I just want to preach the gospel, let me tell you, if HR 5 passes, there will not be a liberty to preach the gospel. You have to preach inclusiveness. You cannot say Jesus is the only way, because that is discriminatory. That is not inclusive enough. You will be held accountable if you preach what the Word of God said. Jesus didn't say, I am a way. No. Jesus said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen. Amen.
But I'll tell you what, that is not politically correct today.
No, and a lot of churches don't preach that, Raphael, and a lot of Christians, according to George Barna's research, which I know you know, don't believe that, unfortunately. They believe there are many ways. There's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there is absolute truth. The Bible is the only truth, and Jesus Christ is the only pathway to heaven. The good news is that the work that he did will completely change your life and save you. And if you're not in a church where they tell you that and they teach you how that change takes place, you need to find a different church. Reach out to me, chosengenerationradio.com. Raphael Cruz, he'll be back with us next week, and we're so excited to get started with him on a monthly basis. I'll be back.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil
so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.